Could the Tennessee Supreme Court weigh in on the issue of whether or not it's constitutional to ask voters to show a photo ID?
It could, if it's addressed in the briefs, which the city of Memphis will probably raise as an issue.
Okay, but for now, on the last day of early voting, which is Thursday today, and on Election Day, November 6th, Memphians can vote using the new Memphis Public Library cards, which have a picture on them.
Yes.
I just got off the phone with Election Administrator Richard Holden, and he said that out of more than 180,000 early voters, fewer than 19 people have shown up at the polls and been unable to produce any picture ID that was not a library card. And so he said that he didn't see this as an issue that impacted a significant number of voters. And so explain to me why the city of Memphis is fighting for this so vehemently.
The city of Memphis has taken a stand that it's not necessarily how many people might be affected, but the idea that even one potential voter could be affected. They believe that the voter ID law in general is a deterrent to some people going out to vote.
And so why is the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, fighting against accepting Memphis Public Library cards at the polls?
He contends that there is voter fraud, that there is a problem that the state law addresses. And, of course, the big instance that was really the driving force behind the Tennessee law was the 2005 special election for the state Senate seat between Ophelia Ford and Terry Rowland. Rowland lost by 13 votes, but in the lawsuit that followed that election, it was proven that some people had voted in the names of dead citizens. Other people had voted from addresses that were vacant lots.
You just explained why Secretary of State Trey Hargett is advocating for this state law which requires voters to show photo IDs. But
right.
Why not accept a Memphis Public Library card with a picture on it at the polls? Why is he fighting against that aspect?
He believes, and the state officials backing the law believe, that it is easy to get a library card in someone else's name, that the security procedures for getting a library card are not the same as they are for getting a Tennessee driver's license, which is one of the specific forms of identification that is mentioned in the state law.
Bill Dries, have you voted yet?
I have not. It looks like I'll be an Election Day voter.
And what will you be showing to the poll worker?
I will have my driver's license because I am, like the majority of Memphians, I do not have one of the photo library cards at this point.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.